Vegas. We've got Listen to the Birds, Listen to the Black Squad, 24 Hours to Live, Joey Villagomez is in the studio. We talk about CISO, comedy specials, telephone scams, and the UFC fighter takes a dookie in the ring.
Sometimes a parrot talks.
Black Squad. Nick Cannon, Conceited, Charlie Clips, and Hitman Holler. 24 Hours to Live.
You only got 24 hours to live, my man. What you got to do?
Yeah! Black Squad.
The Locks did this, right?
There's Locks.
Yeah.
Bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I forgot all about this one.
So why wouldn't he just play his own song?
Oh my god. They basically just covered this fucking song and just updated the lyrics.
Damn.
Oh my god.
What, this is supposed to be Nick Cannon's new shit?
Yeah.
Why would he just do
it? It's like mixtape shit. You know, it's like an 80s band, hair band, doing like an older classic, you know what I'm saying? It's like Great White doing Once Bitten, Twice Shy, you know? It's like what is this?
This fucking phone on this internet.
Your phone sucks, rots, just like you suck, motherfucker.
Well, Brian's talking about Wi-Fi.
Gordon Wall, motherfucking Russ. I'm so sick of you, Russ. Everybody got
it. Fast forward to the McCann's part. Oh.
Yeah.
It all sucks.
I remember Mace when he was good, you know?
And Mace raps like how every fast food worker in the city asked me for my order.
He just mumble rap.
You know what I used to hate when he would do that, like,
Yeah. But I remember when Mace at his height was. I remember when he was like,
I thought
he was cool.
I didn't like his flow. Like the only slow, you like his flow? I didn't like it, dude.
Yeah.
The only like slow, like monotone sounding dude I liked was Guru.
But you know what? When Mace dropped that album, his first album, pretty good, man.
Welcome to another.
You know, he had a song with 8-1 of MGG.
Welcome to another action-packed episode of 106 in Park. What the fuck is this? Guys, welcome to another episode of This is the Birds, Russ, Pat, and Eric. You heard a voice that is Joey Villagomez, return guest of the show, friend of the podcast. Also, we have Brian Morton. We got five heads in here, and it is hot. It is hot in this room.
That
feels good.
I'm like, whenever we like do the podcast, we'll leave and go back to the office, then we'll come back. This room just smells like hot breath and like ass,
like a Jerick's fucking hat.
Yeah, this dude's got this guy's got fucking Santa Claus cheeks on in this fucking room right now. You gonna make fun of me, dude? You gonna make fun of me? Look, man, I miss rap, man. I miss like when hip hop was like that. Maybe that's what Nick Cannon is doing right now, is he's tapping into, you know, that thing.
You know what just came out last night was Bad Boy. They did like this 20-year.
I want to see that.
It was fantastic. Even though the way it was shot was beautiful. The whole documentary.
I can't remember. Aside from Biggie, like, when I grew up during that time, like 96, 97, I was on Tupac's side back then. I used to be like, fuck the East Coast. I did like East Coast rap, but Tupac had me fucked up in the head.
All right, so that was Joey Villagomez. Thanks for starting.
You know what?
People like, listen, I mean, like, as much shit as I talked about fucking Straight Outta Compton, it was a fucking good, entertaining movie. That Biggie movie was shit, and that's fucking Tupac.
Yeah, they're all like, you can't. You got the guy that played Pete Diddy, dude. I was making you mad.
You gotta fucking throw some.
You gotta have Gary Gray, right? He directed that NWA movie, and he's like one of the number one directors.
Yeah, you gotta throw some money at this fucking shit. And if these artists are really that important, then they should have a fucking movie.
Look at the Johnny Cash movies. Fucking great.
Right.
Ray Charles movies. Fucking great.
Yeah, but they make these movies. But there's always something. Yeah. Dude, first of all, being a fucking Hispanic
Will Smith.
Now, being a Hispanic dude, Joey, I'm very disappointed you didn't say Selena, motherfucker. That Selena movie was fucking on
Charles. Girl, play a Mexican girl.
You know why? She's Puerto
because she had the Selena ass. She had the Selena booty.
That's why she got gas.
The only Selena booty out there.
Yeah.
That match.
Yeah. It's a good movie, though. Don't get me wrong. And then sometimes there's some fucking dude. I tell you what, another disappointment. La Bamba, motherfucker. How's this motherfucker?
Hey, La Bamba is shit, dude.
You don't leave with La Bamba.
I can see where Troy's coming from.
Come on, y'all.
Selena, Puerto Rican girl, and then Richie Valens.
Richie Valens,
he was a Chinese guy.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
He's Chinese.
Dude, another movie, Purple Rain, motherfucker. Purple Rain, that's like
that movie's terrible, dude.
It's terrible. Yeah, that was the first movie where I saw, like, they continue. Like,
right.
You know what?
Yeah, I know that movie's big for a lot of
people. And I tell you, like, I was a little kid, I was like, wow, titties and shit.
And spectacular ones,
and if you're a motherfucker,
like on screen, holy fuck.
If you're a motherfucker and you don't watch Purple Rain and somewhere in that movie you don't get emotional, you ain't a motherfucker at all. Like, you ain't nobody. Like, if you don't watch Purple Rain, you'd be like, oh, I get that. I get that.
I don't know.
Wow.
They knew.
It's because you're a big Prince fan.
Yeah, never did anything.
No.
I'll tell you what, Kurt Cobain went with the Prince.
Yeah, see, I was a big fucking Nirvana fan. Russ, I swear to God, I feel like throwing you out this window right now, but I know that would be like, no, I love Nirvana, but to say that Kurt Cobain was better than Prince, first of all,
I'm just saying Kurt Cobain had a bigger impact on my life than Prince did.
For you. That's what it is, exactly.
So, yeah, these guys are a different age than us. That's why I don't like Prince, because I'm an asshole. I hate everything.
Hello.
Like, they don't like Prince because
I'm not old enough to go to high school with fucking Beethoven, but I'm smart enough to go, yeah, that dude was handling it over there, okay? I don't need to fucking, you gotta be kidding me here. Oh, what? Was it so fucking like this? Is that not a good example?
How was
the Bee Gees?
I
just thought of it, dummy.
You're a bigger Bee Gees fan?
I'm a big fan of the Bee Gees. Is that my favorite? Dude,
yeah, I was a bigger Bee Gees fan than I was a Prince.
You gotta be kidding me. Eric's like the Jonas Brothers, dude.
I mean, I wish we videotaped this because Eric's mic slumped over because even it doesn't want to listen to him.
Wow. Dude, I am older than you guys, I assume, and then I'm also smarter. So, I mean, that helps too. And if you don't fucking realize that Prince was way better than fucking Kurt Cobain.
Oh, I mean, I heard he put on some badass concerts. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, seriously. Those badass concerts where he played in the dark because he didn't want the fucking audience to see him.
Fuck yeah. They wanted to see him all high. At least Kurt Cobain came out there high. Like,
right. I love Dope, and I'm going to write songs about it, and then...
Prince fucking hit it, bro, for all the years.
I'm going to write a song called Rape Me that's going to be celebrated.
So, you're talking like Prince is like Derek Jeter, and then like Kurt Cobain is like, I don't know.
Nick Swisher.
Kurt Cobain sells way more records than Prince, right?
Is that what it's about now? Is that what it's about? It's about the rape. It's about the double
stuff. I can't imagine. Let's find out.
You know why? Because but you know what? There ain't more babies made fucking than Prince, okay? Prince, everybody likes fucking Prince.
Well, then I really don't like Prince. Yeah, but
Nirvana changed the entire culture. Right. People start dressing like them.
Nirvana.
But they weren't the only one, dude. It was the whole Seattle scene was like driving it.
They were the number one. And they fucking, and guess what? They got rid of fucking big hair metal, which I applaud them.
They say that's a myth, dude. They didn't get rid of it. The record companies got rid of it because they had a new product and they were trying to sell a new product. Also, so the record companies fed the fucking writers, the journalists.
What does Brian always say? The people will dictate the market. And if people want to fucking buy the shit, they don't want that
people
shit.
People do dictate the market.
To defend Eric, Prince did edge out Nirvana. Nirvana sold about 75 million albums. Prince has sold over 100 million.
Suck Prince's dick right there.
Whatever.
Right there. Rest in peace, Prince.
He's put out a lot of crap.
So what? Kurt Cobain was doing heroin? Fucking Prince was fucking taking prescription meds.
It's like Master P. I'm a shitload of fucking albums.
Well, how many albums?
Prince put out 39 albums. I dare you to name any of the last five they put out.
Well, no, he put out 39 albums, and Nirvana only put out three.
That's true.
That's true. But he also died a long time ago, so it made him a legend, so people are going to buy those albums, so they are classics. But I like to see 39 Kurt Cobain albums and 39 Prince albums. I guarantee Prince is way ahead, dude. He's still way ahead as a songwriter.
I would, dude. What are you really trying to get some of his inheritance or something?
No, I just game recognize the game. I see a bad motherfucker in him. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we see a bad motherfucker.
I'm not saying he's not a bad motherfucker. I wasn't a big fan
messed up that bad on fucking Tupac's movie. I don't understand why, like, it's Tupac's movie, make it happen, right? How hard would that be? How you guys take Tupac's
funny,
movie shit?
It's funny that the movie was called All Eyes on Me and there was no eyes on it.
I think people are overcritical. You know what they should have done? They should, instead of doing movies like that, they should just do a fucking series on Netflix, just like Tupac. Just like they did fucking Pablo Escobar, where you do like a season or two just on Pac. Or you do a season or two just on some
yeah,
because
you know, like Narcos, it's going to switch up. Now they're going to be talking about a whole
And Narcos, that has it's way more interesting than fucking, what, Tupac going to fucking Source Awards or something.
And not only that, but like, when I growing up, I read all of that shit in the Source magazine.
Yeah.
I know
everybody knows.
Everybody knows the whole backstory.
You can do it on Netflix.
NWA is like almost 10 years older, so it's like...
A lot of young kids probably don't know the backstory of NWA.
Dude, you
I like the way they portrayed Easy. That's the only thing that pissed me off about.
Like punk?
Yeah, they made him look like a straight up fucking punk. He was way bigger of an influence with that group than they showed.
Oh, for sure. That's because he's not around to object.
Easy, honestly.
I love that Easy does it. That is fantastic. But dude, he was arguably one of the first big rap stars ever that was crossover. Like he was.
Yeah,
he was one of the first that would crossover. And for a moment, he was one of the biggest rap stars ever,
for sure.
We're not going to talk about rap.
We ain't going to talk about that?
Did you just watch the BET Awards?
Yeah, no.
Did you watch the awards or the fights? I refuse to watch the BET Awards. I'm too old for it. I'm just too old to watch that shit now.
You know,
I didn't even watch it. You just read all the updates on Facebook, right?
I mean, Leslie's doing,
you're a big fan?
I know.
She doesn't even feel bad for Leslie because she's ugly, so she's like, you know, she's got to have something because she's so ugly.
Damn.
But did you see, like, her tweet afterwards where she's like, nobody go to Ritz-Carlton because they don't like black people, they're racist, and then, like, people are like, what are you talking about? What happened? And she wouldn't even, like, comment on what happened or... Like, at least they get... So then, dude, fucking Kevin Brennan, dude, had the funniest fucking thing. He retweeted her, he goes, let me guess, you were loud and they told you to be quiet.
Dude, I've been that guy before. I worked in a hotel business. I worked in a hotel business like probably like 2.5 years ago. It might have been 3, but it feels like 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That there was a woman that, a room full of people that I had to kick out at like 1 p.m. on like a Sunday. And they were supposed to stay even that night. Or they were checking out. I think they were checking out. And
1 p.m., that's a good checkout, man.
Maybe it was the next day. Maybe they were there like the next day, but I remember it was a Sunday at like 1 p.m.
Or you told
we got a noise complaint. We got a noise complaint from like a room next, couple rooms down or something like that. I go up there, I knock on the door, because they wouldn't answer the phone. Normally we just call, they didn't answer the phone. So I go up there, knock on the door, they open up the door, and then as soon as they open the door, like weed smell hits me in the fucking face. And then I had to ask them politely to leave, and they have about 5 minutes to gather the things.
How did you know it was weed smoke?
It was weed smoke. I've smelled plenty of weed smoke in my fucking 40 fucking years.
Wow. Dude.
And then I asked them to leave. 5 minutes, they said, you know, please be out of the room. Came down to the front desk and instantly would tell me, like, she said, I see what this is. And I was like, what's this is? And she goes, this is, I see what this is. And I'm like, what is this? What are you talking about? This is, you're smoking marijuana in our hotel. We're a non-smoke hotel. I'm sorry, we're asking you to leave. And instantly threw the racism thing on me, dude. And it wasn't that at the moment. I do see how that, you know, Leslie Jones, people need to leave her a fuck alone, dude.
Yeah, see, my thing is like,
why are they fucking with her?
I don't diss comics. Like, if I'm not into this shit, I'm just not
into You're not into their shit.
And you never know when you're going to bump into these people, so, I'm not going to sit there and be like, No, my thing is, like, I
this is what you do. You trash her on the podcast, and then you hope that she doesn't listen to it. And then if you ever meet her,
she's never going to listen.
Never.
Yeah, no, I know. But my thing is...
How was that attitude?
My thing is, I have more of a problem with the shit that local comics do than with these famous comics. I'm just trying to get there and make that money. You know, I don't give a fuck what they're doing, dude. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
The shit that some of these younger comics pull on fucking Facebook, that shit bothers me.
What do they do? I don't pay attention to that.
You know, like the fucking, like, the whole, like, making a big deal out of simple shit. You know, like, fucking, this plate doesn't book me. Like, dude, you've been doing comedy for 6 months.
Russ just does it.
It's or just people that don't go out.
I do Facebook here.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I complain about shit. Like,
but it's anyone that listens to me, I'll tell you.
Yeah, but you've been in a long time. You've been in a long fucking time. You get to a point where you can complain. But
yeah.
I mean, I just see like a lot of newer dudes are always like. Like, so there was one time somebody posted, oh, am I the only one that has to perform at the Laugh Factory? It's like a comedy. I've been doing comedy Chicago
my whole life. I commented on it.
And I'm just like, I've never seen him around. Like, relax, chill out.
What did you say?
I forgot. Like, I told, oh, maybe I said, like, top 10 Tuesdays, because I'm not dropping into the bucket or some shit.
I mean, I don't know. Her name was, like, Kate Cohen or some shit like that.
What's...
And that's the thing is, I know all the new guys that pop up. You see them popping in. You see how they hang out here at the Laugh Factory. They hang out in the back of the comedy bar. So there's people you just don't see, and then they go complain. Like, dude, get out there. Fucking get your face out there.
I like the other
shit
way.
Shit like that pisses me off rather than fucking Leslie Jones.
I watch somebody infiltrate the Facebook scene. Like, it was popular. Like, everybody knew who he was on Facebook before they had ever seen him in person. And then he did stand-up after that. That was
what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, yes, hanging out though.
Yeah, you asked me.
Hanging out, man.
All right, all right.
That's it. You got to hang out, right?
It's not even Facebook. I never seen anything.
That's
somebody with a long plan.
Were you a smart guy? Were you here last Thursday?
No.
Like, me and Curtis, we put them up. Like, let's see what's up.
That sounds like a gang.
I think I've only
seen
him do it one time.
Very bland. Very smart. A lot of fucking
first time.
Wow, guys, thanks for boring.
Well, speaking of awesome stand-up, this Friday I'm going to be on WCIU's Chicago's One Night Stand.
How many pounds are there is that?
70 pounds.
Have you done that, Joe?
I'm 71 pounds.
Fucking 10 or 26 hasn't called me. Like, see, that shit pisses me off. WCIU.
We did that in March, March 13th, when I just started my diet, so I do look a little heavier, so don't be shocked when you say that. But yeah, fat as fuck. But really good stuff, really professional.
He's lying, he faked it last week. This whole.
No, dude.
No, it's
in
the TV ads. Like,
yeah,
50, 100 pounds. Are you wearing all black?
Yes, yeah, black shirt. I'm down 71 pounds there.
71 pounds?
71 pounds.
Fantastic, Dave.
71 pounds.
He's lying. How many months, man?
Since March 1st.
Yeah. He didn't lose that much, though, dude. You didn't
lose that much. I'm going to fucking scale whatever you need.
Last week, I saw Russ on stage, and he looked a lot of fucking things.
Right.
Yeah.
Hot as fuck.
Okay.
I'm serious. His shirt was all saggy and shit.
Yeah. Saggy as fuck. Oh, wow. Look, his four X's are looking fucking smaller on him. Is that what it is? Right?
I can't stop saying it.
Wow.
Fuck this, dude.
Fucking good.
This is 2 weeks. 2 weeks I can have this off.
It's been 2 years. Yeah. How long have you been saying that?
Look, dude.
Keep on saying it, because that's what I did. Ah, just wow.
No.
I got it. And then I fucking eat deep dish.
Dude,
off Aaron's mom's butt.
I'm going to keep getting away until your mom stops fucking me, okay? That's what I'm going to do. Until the one day she looks at me and goes, I'm not fucking you no more. I'm going to go, goddamn, I got to get to the gym.
Yeah, did anyone see the picture I posted with Eric and my mom?
I did. It was great. A lot of reactions from that picture.
Yeah.
My mom listens to every podcast.
Yeah.
I had to talk to her, dude. She was getting way too touchy-feely with me there. Little Tim Bob getting too touchy-feely. Like,
I heard her say, like, hey, Gary's all drunk. Let's go to the bathroom.
Russ's dad, when I got there, man, I knew the dude was drunk already because I seen him eat a piece of pizza.
So that's when you swooped in on his mom's when his dad was on
the His dad was eating a piece of pizza like popcorn. Like, it was all he was pinching a piece of it off and, like, would eat it. I'm like, this dude's got to be drunk because nobody eats pizza like that.
First off, he cut it in half because they're quarter slices from like an 18-inch fucking pizza. They're huge slices.
Right.
And then I think it was like hot, and then it was like kind of like, you know.
Where the fuck was this at? You had every
brick
here.
Brick House. My brother opened up a. He's a general manager at this really nice bar. It's right at right. It's at the park at Wrigley.
He was surrounded by cocaine.
Well, yeah, but it was at
there was nobody there, dude.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah. Gay guys, so yeah, cuffs. And then,
that's a
Yeah, and then it was great. It was a great time there, good place. So it's open right now, the Brick House. I'm going to be working sound there for Cubs games, so come check us out. Yeah, summer of wins.
That sounds like a drag, dude.
Just getting out there.
Dude, it sounds pretty.
So what do you get? You just like play music between
innings? Yeah, in between innings, yeah.
So you'd be like, good.
Yeah, or like, it's the bar called Brick House after the announcer, just like, and I'm back. Ow. Just play that.
Oh, no, dude, if you see this place, so it looks uppity as fuck, dude.
Does it?
Yeah, like when it eventually opens and then they get all that hotel shit across there and everybody, it's gonna feel like you're like drinking like alcohol space.
You said it, what is it, like a bar and grill?
It's a tavern. So like kids,
a lot of these people like breweries and shit, they look uppity, but it's just a fucking like high.
How cool was that fucking outside fucking patio? That shit was awesome.
That's all you have to do now is just put like a second floor outside patio that's only like 20 feet above the ground. Put a brewery.
Yeah.
And serve fucking, they had this fucking.
You got fucking mad buns for
you. They had a boneless chicken wing cone. And they had fucking like boneless chicken, like buffalo chicken.
Okay.
And a fucking like
an ice cream cone
and a waffle.
And a waffle cone.
Bro. I heard a little piece of the chicken and I had a little piece of the quesadilla, but that was
what did you drink all the time?
This dude!
Cheetos and soda.
This dude, but he was drinking it like he knew it was free. You know what I'm saying?
And it was.
It was free. Like he knew it was, like he was drinking it that way though.
Yeah. And then nothing else happened after that, so we'll just move on to that.
Yeah,
no, hold on here. You know what's crazy, dude, about a guy? Like, I'm an older man, I don't go out or anything like that. But when I start to see,
a year older than me.
When I start to see men,
and I'm 7 years older than him. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I'm much more mature than you guys. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
he was wearing a NASA shirt with like an eagle on it.
A sleeveless shirt.
You're dressed exactly the same as you were when you were 16.
I wore a Cubs hat. I was a
Wooster
clothes.
I would never wear.
Well, what am I gonna do? Wear my Cleveland Indians hat?
I used to hang out at Wrigleyville and rock at White Sox.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do that.
I was more of a Yankee than my brother works there. You know, I can't.
Russ, you know what? I had a good fucking time, so you can go fuck yourself, dude.
That's
what
I
did. You know? You weren't drinking too much, though, dude.
Hey.
You know?
You know, that'll happen.
But listen, I don't go out much, right? But when I notice, like, one thing I notice when I go out now that, like, men, like, straight men are wearing, like, peach jeans that are, like, real tight.
Yeah.
Or they're wearing, like, Smurfette blue jeans. I'm like, why is this motherfucker wearing Smurfette blue jeans on right now?
You know what I used to fucking hate when they used to wear the Cookie Monster bullshit? Yeah. The Cookie Monster hat with the t-shirt. You ever seen that?
I forgot all about that.
Like a dupe, like, watch the club. Remember when, like, in the 2000s, when everyone would go out to the clubs in, like, fucking basketball jerseys?
I had a guy that in college with me, he had, like, probably 75 throwback jerseys. They're all 450.
My buddy, we would drive up, he would get money, I don't know how, and we'd go to Philly, we'd go to Mitchell and Nestor, and get the fucking all these fucking jerseys.
One of my homies bought it.
This motherfucking drop. You ever see that store, Grandstand, by the White Sox Park?
I've definitely seen it before.
It's the nice area.
It's nice over here, dude. You don't know what you're talking about.
My boy went in there, brought a fucking Maggie Ordonez jersey for like $350.
Yeah.
And he got traded in the fucking season after.
I swear, he got traded
in the fucking season. Well, he would rock that shit. You're like, dude, what the fuck is wrong?
You know what?
I like when Bears fans still rock Rex Grossman jerseys.
Last time I went to the Bears game, we went for
my bachelor party. I saw people with like Rex Grossman jerseys and shit. I'm like, yo, first of all, he's the worst.
He was worse than Color.
If you guys had a good quarterback,
I don't think Grossman was worse than Color. I think he was better than Color.
Color's got more talent, but something happens in the game where he did
nothing. Grossman went to a Super Bowl. He did something. Okay?
And also,
it doesn't matter. He still was a quarterback. He's handling the ball on offense the most out of anybody.
Everybody wanted Kyle Orton that year, but if he was better than Grossman,
he would have been playing.
I don't listen to the opinion of a Browns fan. I just don't.
Dude, jersey. Deion Cole used to have the funniest fucking joke about throwback jerseys. He had a joke. I don't know what word for word was. But he said he had a buddy like overseas or something like that that would get him cheap and then mail him over here and he was selling them on the south side. He said he was making good money off it.
Yeah.
He said until like Jay-Z dropped that line about whatever, when Jay-Z was talking about he doesn't wear throwbacks no more or whatever like that. He said once he said that, boom, he's in the
business. Went on like that.
Damn. And his joke, whatever his joke was basically saying how powerful Jay-Z was where he just makes a line like that.
My whole business went away.
You know, and a lot of people. You know, people
so
were selling
their jerseys. I'm 30 plus. Like
yeah, that one. Deion delivered it up like it's the best joke ever.
That's like the new business, bro. You can open up like a little shop and sell like
one thing.
This dude in LA, they got to the chase. A comedian. This motherfucker got a badass little fucking shop, and he put like Ball Bull from fucking Mike Tyson's Punch Out on a T-shirt, and he pops some shits off for like $100.
What? Wow.
He sells Yeezys, fucking Jordans, you know, customized shit.
Uh-huh.
But like, that's a good thing. These young kids buy that shit, dude. $400
belts. Damn. You know what they're doing? It's like taking customizing cars and shit like that, or equipment and stuff, and all they're doing is just buying
like
clothing and customizing.
If you can buy like an old school fucking cross color jacket, you'll probably sell it for like $1,000.
Dude.
I just remember when I was
growing up. I used to wear cross colors.
When I was growing up, all I wanted was Pop. I used to wear Oshkosh. Slammers.
Dude, I'm old enough to remember
when Oshkosh
came. I remember when people were wearing overalls. They were wearing overalls,
yeah,
and then they would spray paint overalls. They would airbrush something on.
Like the stonewashed ones.
Yeah. And those got expensive.
Those were the original rompers, dude. I'm telling you. All the fucking blankets in my neighborhood had the fucking overalls with one of the straps hanging.
I remember that look. Oh, man, I'm getting arthritis just from talking to you old motherfuckers. We should have loved the podcast with Glory Days. Today passing by Glory Days.
Oh, yeah?
Glory Days.
So, Russ, hold on here. Who sings that?
Big Bruce Springsteen.
We're taking it back to the Bruce Springsteen song. Dude, come on. So, Russ, I see Russ on Sunday. He's wearing black like a fucking fat Johnny Cash. But now we got it on audio. Have a good time. I live like a gentleman. I drive home buzzed and stuff like that. No, I wasn't buzzed. I wasn't buzzed. I was worried about being buzzed, but I see the drinks coming on me, and then I instantly stopped drinking, and I went and got water.
This dude had about 8 margaritas like he was still in Mexico.
I literally only had 2 margaritas and maybe enough, like, maybe working on my third one where it was hitting me, and I go, no, I gotta leave in an hour and a half. I gotta start drinking.
That's when Coronas, like, they're going out of style.
I never even drank that. Dude, when they're at a place where they're like, you can drink free alcohol, I ain't ordering Coronas. You know what I'm saying?
I was fucking beer.
Yeah, but then, so I leave, right? And I go home and get home safely with my wife and feed my dog and stuff. And then we had a good day after that. But, Russ, you went back to your place and something happened to your tooth, huh?
See, like, every time we do a podcast, there's always stuff with Eric that's, like, off the table. Like, you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that. And I respect it, but I'm not going to do that.
What do I fucking not talk about? I just say just watch some things about my son because I don't want to embarrass him or something like that.
You can skip over that and talk about the show if you want.
Matt, you want to talk about some topics?
we got a little bitch, Russ. Topics? I know some of you guys watch UFC. Did you? Any of you see that UFC fighter Justine Kish shit herself in the ring?
Yeah.
Like, not only shit herself, but he got like tracked around the ring. Like you can see.
Like the other girl was like,
if I'm the ref, I'm like,
I would say the same shit. I'm gonna stop the fight. You know,
like, what?
Get some fucking bleach in here now.
Like shit, like baby shit.
Like, what if there's a tactic to where now every time like men and women go into a fight, they shit themselves?
They also get in the ring. So it just makes it even
more. One worse thing.
Here's what I would do. I would shoot my
shit. Her pants ain't got her ass whooped.
They were like grappling around on the floor, which she did it.
The only thing worse is
she like spun her and then you just see like fucking green baby shit just smeared across.
The only thing worse, I saw a video on World Star Hip Hop. Two black girls were going at it like in the project or something.
Chick was on her period.
Yeah, she's on her period and she's fucking bleeding all over and she's like rolling around and it's just like a fucking like blood all over.
When I was in wrestling in eighth grade, grade, this kid Mike, he shit his pants while we were wrestling, and then he fucking, they were mopping the mats after. They didn't want it, like, they just pushed it down hard.
Oh, so dude, did you know that wrestling fans, now they got fucking herpes, now they got hepatitis on that shit?
Since I started wrestling, like, you could always get herpes.
Yeah, because they don't clean it, right?
Well, no, you mop it, but it's just skin contact over and over.
Sweat, dirty hands.
Yeah. A bunch of, like, people definitely got herpes.
Well, yeah. So gross. Yeah, that was pretty fucking gross, bro.
Nasty.
Who do we got, McGregor or Mayweather? What are we thinking, Joey?
I don't know. My thoughts are, I hope McGregor whoops the shit out of him.
That ain't gonna happen.
But it's not gonna happen.
He's not a boxer, and the only thing he has going for him is that he can maybe knock him out, but Mayweather's never been knocked down in a fight ever.
And it's just too quick. Yeah, like, this guy's gotta get him. I mean, if he could kick him in the fucking head.
You guys are overthinking it, dude. Once a black guy is going against a white guy, he's always going to beat him. You know what I'm saying? Especially Floyd Mayweather, that's the greatest fucking boxer of all time. All right?
Conor McGregor's beat a few black guys.
He ain't going to even get close to beating Mayweather. Did you hear that? I see what Pacquiao said. Pacquiao basically said what everybody's saying. Like, he didn't have a chance.
He's
going against the world's best boxer.
Yeah, like, he's a fucking tactical defense fucking boxer.
He's just going to fucking dance. And
the only thing I'll say is that Conor McGregor is younger, and he's super athletic, and he has a really good reach, and he boxed.
And I think he can take one of Mayweather's
big ass punches. I think what's going to happen is that he's going to keep punching. He's going to punch himself out. It's longer. They're going 12 three-minute rounds, right? And I watched McGregor tire out when he fought Nick Diaz, and that's why he got choked out, because he got tired out. Just started winning.
Yeah, so, and that's how Mayweather beats his opponents.
McGregor doesn't knock him out in the first two rounds, it's fine. He's fine.
Well, let's just hope that McGregor goes in there with the stamina of Russell Williams.
You know what, though? But I mean, he did gas out 71 pounds in 3 minutes. He did gas out on Nick Diaz that time, but he also is in a fucking cage with Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
He's in a cage with Nate Diaz, and you're doing more. Nate Diaz is doing more than what fucking Mayweather's going to be doing about gassing out, too.
He really went over. Like, he's not like Mayweather. Like Mayweather, trying to hold back and, like, you know, like, find the spot. Nate Diaz is going after you.
I'll tell you what, though, I would love to see McGregor beat the shit out of Floyd Mayweather.
That would be a great fight, and people would be like, "Holy
if
shit!"
If he does that, he's the biggest person ever.
You're right. Hell yeah! I just want to see it done because of, you know, Mayweather's like undefeated shit.
But
you know what? You gotta get your ass once, man.
Yeah, you do. The best shit.
I'm going $20,000 Mick.
He's already trademarked 50-0, by the way.
Well, you know.
See, dude, don't do that.
The best ever, right?
That's like when a Browns fan gets a Cleveland Browns Super Bowl.
They're going to walk away from this with at least minimum $100 million, right? And
that blows my mind.
You know what's crazy is that he let all of his sponsorships. So he used to be sponsored by Reebok because UFC and all this shit. He let them all go. So because like he didn't renew anything. So now he's going in and there's a bidding war for Nike. Whatever. He's going to make a fuck ton of money.
So smart.
Right?
That's the thing. And how many people have been watching this fucking fight? Mayweather's what?
The world.
Over 300 million?
They're saying 2.5 to 4 million
people.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They fight.
That doesn't even sound like a lot.
How many shows? 2.5 million in time.
It's going to be 2.5 million is the most ever. It's going to be like $100.
Yeah. Wow. We're in the wrong business.
They're in a business where you gotta get beat up. I'm gonna be watching it from like, you remember that fucking saying when you were in grammar school, fight a black and a white?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be watching that shit.
Yeah. They used to say that, right?
You never heard it that way?
Really? It was worse, more aggressive.
Oh, yeah. Was that fight?
Yeah.
With all of us on the podcast right now, Joey, what sign do you want, bro?
As a boxing fan, I want a Mexican dude to knock Mayweather out.
Dude, Mexican.
But they don't have a good one right now.
They say Mexican dudes are the best fighters.
What's that one redheaded dude that talks like a girl?
Yeah, but you know what? He can't speak English, dude. That's what's holding him back. Yeah.
He's strong.
Yeah, it's Mayweather's going to win that fight. And
when is it?
It's August, like, 19th or 20th.
August 26th, I believe.
Yeah.
What else we got back?
Let's see here. CISO is in big trouble.
Yes.
They're actually starting to lay off staff. So,
why?
That's just another element of comedy.
I'm kidding. And mainly because the you know, Cameron has CISO.
Yeah.
No, what's happening with it? Because how can I get to watch Cameron Esposito's show now? I mean,
there's other shows on there.
What platform's going to be on?
See, I didn't even know that.
Called Take My Wife.
I'm like the biggest
comedy fan. Jay Oakerson also had a show on CISO.
I'm the biggest comedy fan, and I don't watch CISO.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of original specials on there.
You know what? I think the NBC part of it makes people turn off a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's trouble. What happened?
I don't know. They're just not making the money they were hoping to make. So
The only show that I watched was that Big Jay Wilson show. That's fucking funny, man. He's fucking hilarious.
That guy ain't gonna have any problems.
What does CISO have to do with comedy? You know, like, what do you think? Like,
there's no association with comedy.
Well, like comedy.
And you gotta dumb it down.
Right. Laugh Tube or some shit like that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They should, YouTube, well, I'm sure they have this, but they should have it where you put it on YouTube and then you pay a certain amount for that service on YouTube.
That's what they're starting to do.
Yeah, that's what
you should do. What do you call that idea a fucking 3 months after they had it?
Watch, Facebook is going to start doing comedy specials.
Yeah?
Really? Probably. Yeah, they're trying to branch out to original content now.
They put a fuck ton of money into original content.
Hey, I already got 5,000 followers, bro. Look out for me, bro.
I think I got like two, so.
Yeah.
Like my mom and my dad, just two.
Dude, how is Netflix, like Netflix going to be able to put a special out every week this year or something like that? Like, how
they're doing it. I watched 20 minutes of one before I came in, and
why?
It was a nightmare.
What'd you watch?
Crystal Lee.
Yeah,
it was fucking terrible.
He's got some.
I say Crystal Lee's funny.
He's got some funny.
How far did you get into it?
About 15 minutes.
I got about 20.
I can't watch him for a whole hour.
I can't.
I guess that guy's been a 9-year comedian.
Yeah, it's
to me, it's a big cop out when a comic, like, in between bits is just always doing that.
Yeah. That he does.
He's gonna look at it in 5 years and hate it, and then in 25 years maybe he's really great. You know?
Yeah, he's got a point. It's also a grown man who ends sentences.
Clips in where he's fucking killing me. I'm cracking up like some of the clips at the last night.
Yeah.
But like for an hour special, you know, it's like
I've never enjoyed his comedy. I don't know. And this was just another example of it.
Where was it filmed? Was it in a club or was it in big?
It was in Canada.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No.
Well, it's not going to be Chicago's one-night stand this Friday. 11 p.m.
CIU.
I'm on with Jim Flanagan and Melody. I don't know.
You know, dude.
Yes.
Good for you, Russ. You know what? Like, it used to bother me when I'd see like female comedian, male comedian, female comedian, male comedian. Like, it used to bother me, but now I understand, dude. Like, I understand it. You know. Plus, with the women next to the men comedians, it's probably gonna make them funnier. You know what I'm saying? Because they're just
I love.
Without the man, they ain't gonna get any funnier. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
just started some shit.
No, it's definitely true. Because look, when women, all women hang out with each other, it never takes the scene to another level. You gotta, dude. I always knew when I played basketball, don't play with your age group. Play with the other age group. That's what it is, man.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's what it is. What? You're not agreeing with me? Wow.
I've never grown on this one. I love women.
Are you? Oh, yeah? I love women, too.
I saw a Weber Grill commercial today where a wife was grilling and the husband was, like, sitting with the kids. And
yeah.
It didn't make me yell at the TV.
Yeah, just, you know.
And see, I'm the same way with this. Like, with comedy, I know some funny-ass female comics.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I know
some shitty-ass female comics.
Right. I know those, too. You're right. You're right, dude. Yeah.
So, but then, I don't pick it. Like, I wouldn't sit here and say, oh, women are not funny.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
And they're not funny, they're just not fucking funny, dude.
Right.
But I got some funny ass female comics.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say, you know, like that, because Russ is next to the female comic, now she's funny.
Yeah. In fact, if I go up before her, she's actually going to be worse.
But the system.
You are hard to follow.
But the system must not be rigged. Like, I know. Yes. The system cannot be rigged. The people that are let in on these shows, they have to be funny. Because if you're not putting the most funny people up, you're
Chicago Rolls, man.
You're hurting the show.
I put horrible comics on my fucking Latino night.
Yeah. Why is it? Because you're just running out of like.
Well, sometimes, yeah.
Long beans. Yeah, you see how I got to test out some of these Latino comics? I got to give them fucking five.
But also, they're going to bring like 15 people because they never go out.
In one fucking car, man.
And we treat it like, I treat it more like a showcase.
Right.
Instead of like, oh, it's fucking
like,
shit.
I know, you know, Mike Yo does that for people, right? Like, he puts
he's
up. Still
doing
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I just did a show.
You had like last week?
I just did a show.
And the lineup is all like new guys.
Yeah, so like everyone was like doing 5 minutes, and I did like 20 at the end.
Oh, okay.
There was a bunch of like new comics, and then there was some people out of town.
I heard American Comedy Company in San Diego does their headliner shows like this. It's all about eating. Instead of putting in a middle, they have a host that does 10 minutes, and then the headliner does 50, and that's it.
An hour show?
Hour show.
I said
like with everybody's attention.
I think that's fucking amazing.
And plus,
they don't want to fucking pay the feature.
I've seen where that place is at. That's in downtown, dude. So they're getting a lot of tourists at that comedy club. So they probably want people that are bar hopping, and they're trying to get you for almost an hour, and then you can bar hop to something else. Because they're in San Diego, they're tourists. They don't want to mess. They only have so many hours. They don't want to waste the night. That's smart.
Crackers Comedy Club, the one downtown,
Indianapolis.
I think it was Rebecca Corey.
Yeah.
Was the headline.
Uh-huh.
And like the first two nights, I was the host. And so here hosting. She's like, do your intro 5 minutes, and then she's like, and then do like 10-15 minutes. So I was like the host and the feature. And it worked out well. Uh-huh. Like both nights were dope, dude.
Yeah.
It's something else.
Yeah, they just don't want to pay the feature.
That's I mean, they're saving money as a comic. You're like, oh shit, I've got to sit here waiting for.
So listen to this. I got a call the other day from a fucking Pittsburgh number, and I don't know it, so I fucking let it go to voicemail. And I get a voicemail. It's an automated message that says, "This is the IRS."
Oh God!
Yeah, I got one.
Call us back. And I call back, and I call the number, and it's like, "Oh, I don't the IRS."
Yeah.
The
was telling me that the sheriffs are going to come to my house.
Yeah.
That's the move they made, dude.
They're going to come to your house within an hour.
Do you guys want to call him right now?
No.
Yeah, do that.
You want to call him? Let's call
him.
Yeah. You're kidding me. Are you really that serious? Let's say your dad on the other end of Jersey like some Indian. What are we going to say?
They killed those numbers like within an hour.
Right.
Next time they do it, I'm going to come back.
Damn. What a move,
though. I was telling the guy, like, how do you know it's me? I'm like, how do you know? Like, what's my social security number? You put it in safe shit.
Right, there you go.
I'm like, how do you even fucking verify that you're talking to the guy you're looking for, dude?
And then, like,
I owe money to the IRS.
I want
to
be like,
that's
extortion.
Yeah, it's illegal. I want to be like, huh, this is weird. Because, like, I just watched a news story. They said that the IRS would never call you, they would just mail something.
Right.
They do other shit. They'll freeze your bank.
No, I saw some shit. I saw some anonymous. This guy, he got called. He was an anonymous hacker, and he got a call from these fucking guys. What he did was he fucking did a virus on their thing, so they get called 28 calls per second to that fucking place. And it's one message being like, you are being hacked. You are stealing people's money, and it's not going to be. And then, like, people are like, hello. And then you could just hear him because he fucking records all of
that.
And they're just going fucking nuts, dude. You hear all the calls going on in the background and shit.
Nice.
Old people fucking freak out. Because I'll tell you, they're like, they're going to have to put money in the debit card and make a payment.
Yeah.
And so you imagine like a 72-year-old lady getting
that call. Yeah, doesn't know the internet.
They used to talk that's like an old hotel scam too, man, where people call to a hotel room directly to the room.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, hey, this is Manchester, the front desk, and something's up with your credit card, and they go, you know, and they get it over the phone, and then boom.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy who's working at the front desk, like an hour later, like, did you guys call me, like, whatever, about this? I'm like, no. And then they blame it on me. It's like, dude, what are you fucking doing? You just got scammed.
And you're like, I did a Kalamazoo with Jordan, right?
Yeah.
I guess, you know, my room was already supposed to be situated when so I get to the thing, and the lady's like, well, I need to hold a credit card. I'm like, I didn't give you my credit card.
Yeah.
I'm trying to wake up with $300 on my shit.
Yeah.
So then Jordan comes out, like, oh, there's something wrong with the room. And then he's like, you can't just put it on yours. I'm like, nah, I can't. He's like, nope. I'm not putting that shit on my fucking card, dude.
Yeah,
so he finally put it on, I guess, the guy that was with Jordan. It was for incidentals. I'm like, I'm not giving this lady my credit card.
Yeah.
Who was supposed to be taken care of?
Yeah. That's the only thing about that shit, man. Right.
Yeah, I'm smart enough to not get scammed like that, Russ. You know what I'm saying? There is no way we
did. I didn't say
that scammed.
Yeah.
But you can tell right away it's fucking fake. Dude.
It's fucking bogus. Like, IRS.
It sounds fake as hell,
right?
We will be passing the charges. Yeah. It sounds fucking hilarious.
There was a lawsuit against him. Like,
dude, I had these motherfuckers that kept calling my, it was an automated thing that would call my voicemail every day for like ever. For like ever, where it's like an 800 number, where it's like, what the fuck is this? And there's times where I tried to get off it, where I'm hitting buttons and trying to fucking get off their call list. Mm-hmm. Like, you never
That's
got the
they
ones,
want you to do.
You never got the ones with the cruise ships?
No.
Like, you went on a cruise ship?
Oh, yeah, I want like a trip to Orlando.
Hello, just Joseph. Yeah. They talk to you. It's an actual fucking person.
Yeah.
Like, can I help you? And they're like, you just won 2 tickets for a cruise, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't fucking enter any contact.
Yeah. I go, oh, cool. I had that happen to me, too. And I go, all right, well, listen, I'm running a little late. Can I call you? I'll call you back. And if you're still good, they're like, no, we must do it on the phone right now. I go, ah, that seems a little weird.
I know, right?
Right now. I go, well, then I'm not interested. Bye.
Fucking stop. I'm not going to front. When I get a number, I don't know. I answer like an old Mexican dude, bro. I'll answer like, wait, no. They're like, oh, we're looking for. No, I can't go.
I'm not stuck doing that.
That right. Works, bro. Just be like, what? No. They'll freeze for a second.
Like, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's something Russ Williamson. You know what I mean? What? They would call me for some motherfucker. Some Hispanic dude. They've been calling me for 4 years for this motherfucker. It's like, I'm not him.
Hey, we're known for stealing fucking identities.
His last name's like Castile or something like that. I was like, do I sound like my last name's Castile? Like, I swear to God, like, I every
we
time.
We can't help me operate this country without an identity. We gotta get somebody.
You know what?
Come here the right way, Joey!
Hey, I was born here. What if once you're born from that point, you're gonna have to have, like, more than a social security number, but you're gonna have to have an electronic identity. You know, so we're like,
that's what your social security number is,
right? No, but
you don't need it on a card anymore.
But when people pull you up, they're just going to be able to see a fucking timeline of your fucking life, what you did through the system.
Facebook,
like,
yeah, right?
Fucking Facebook, right?
It's already there.
You're giving them the information.
What the fuck's your problem, Russ? Why don't you get your camera off me, dude? Like,
I'm a loser.
Oh, you're Snapchatting, dog? This guy, who fucking talks like that? I'm Snapchatting, dog. That's fucking 33 years old, Snapchat dog. Get the fuck out of here. But dude, that's how it's gonna, I'm telling you, that's the future, man.
Dude, like, I posted a joke about that shit, about, like, every time I log into Facebook, he's like, oh, give us your number for secure, for more security.
Yeah, they do.
Like, what the fuck, you follow all my Google activity, you know my number, dude. Like, you already have my number, right?
Yeah.
Probably have my address, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
if you got your location setting done, they go.
They got you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Yesterday on the phone, I was talking to Ryan Andrews, and I was talking about like a terrorist going into like a place and bombing it and stuff. And I said on the fucking phone, instantly I was worried that I'm like, okay, now they're gonna be listening to my fucking shit now. Now I just fucking.
Now you just hit, got all of them.
Yeah, thanks.
Right, I just got you guys all. You guys are all hot now.
Thanks,
dude,
buddy.
I had a stepdad. This motherfucker, swear to God, dude, this ain't a lie. He fucking was leaving his job, and he seen somebody take a picture of him, two dudes in a car, fucking X-Files style, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take a picture of him, and he came home to my mom. He was like, somebody just took a picture of me when I left my work. And then my mom was like, you're fucking paranoid. Like, what are you talking about?
That's where you get it from.
No. He's paranoid. Guess what, dude? The next day, motherfuckers, those dudes, came out to the fucking work, interviewed all the fucking people that he worked with. Because they got a tip that my stepdad was in a fucking militia.
What?
And it comes to find out it was some chick used to work at that job and just was trying to poop on and be a dick about it.
Wow.
Yeah, just
dude, my pops sued the CTA for his workers' comp because he was with the CTA for like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they would send motherfuckers, because he had a fucked up arm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure, sure.
Send motherfuckers, you can see, like, my dad would be outside.
Yeah.
He would only use one arm, like, to rake. And there'd be a motherfucker across the street in the car, and he'd take a picture of
right.
Him.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of fucking money, dude.
Well, because, dude.
He ended up winning, my dad ended up winning the shit. But, yeah, they would send people to go to
school. Yeah. You know what they probably do? They probably go, look, every once in a while we'll pay a guy $500 for, like, 2 days of fucking just sitting on his house or something like that on a nice day and see.
They have to pay this guy for the rest of his life.
Yeah, because then they have to pay, even a $500
in
there.
Yeah, he's pension and all that shit.
Yeah.
What else we got, Pat?
Oh, let's see here. I know you guys don't care about that. Did you see that a French fitness model was killed by an exploding container?
Like, was she trying to, like, whip it? Was
Was she trying to take the nitrous?
Well, she had one of those ones where it's you take the little nitrous cartridges and you put it inside. It's like a fancy hole where you make your own. And
so
it
you put the little two capsules.
Exactly. And the thing exploded and it hit her in the chest. And sometimes if you get hit like in between heartbeats, you go into cardiac arrest. And that's what happened. And she died.
These are like solid fucking metal, right?
Well, it was like plastic. Who knows what part actually hit her?
I just remember the mobile that you put the BB guns. Remember the CO2?
Yeah, exactly. It looked just like that.
These are powerful.
But any impact in the chest, like in the middle of a heartbeat, can do that. And I mean, she's super fucking fit, too. It's crazy.
People die of shit like that all the time.
Like the tits.
Yeah, right?
People die of like weird guts like that all the time, man.
Oh, shit.
Who's it? See, if it wasn't the
Wait,
now,
yeah,
the
no, movie. For real, that's her.
It would have been the
what I'm saying is that, like, the titty should have saved her life. I'm not talking shit, but.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but tits, I mean, it didn't, maybe not even hit her in her titty.
But
right,
it's
right,
not
right,
yeah,
right,
right her
breast plate.
Right.
Yeah. I see a rust, or, like,
if the whipped cream didn't kill her now, it would have killed her later with all that sugar.
I'm surprised someone that fit was using whipped cream, to be perfectly honest.
Right, true. Well, you could do a no sugar, no grain, safe whipped cream with heavy cream. You just whip it. I've done that, and it's disgusting. you definitely
can't put it with the cool whip anymore.
That's got artificial shit in it, too.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What else we got, Pat?
Oh, let's see here.
I love you, Eric.
I'm sure you heard about Bill Cosby's plans to, go on a tour, giving talks about sexual assault awareness.
Well, now they're saying that it's not.
Well, right. Here's the thing. His spokespeople said he was going to do this.
Yeah.
And then Cosby came out and said, that's propaganda.
Right.
But
it's just fucking
his spokespeople announced it.
Yeah.
So
they're trying to get him to take
what?
Like, they're sick of working for him. Like, let's take him down.
I mean, what, you know, Jesus Christ, did he fall off, man? Think about his trajectory.
Like his career.
His career, yeah.
And then just a fucking
stripper.
Who cares? At the end of his life, who gives a fuck? I mean, here's my...
Like Brian said, he was at
fucking college in 63, 64, he like, moves to New York, 65, he's like got a hit record, 66, he's like on a hit TV show.
His legacy.
Remember, remember before the trial, he was like, because he was blind and he needed help walking in?
He did do that.
How big of a place do you think he gets hurt?
I think only people would come like that.
You'd have so much SJW. He's got
that following who thinks it's all conspiracy.
Yeah.
But my thing is, like, why is the white man trying to bring down Bill Cosby?
Because he was trying to buy NBC.
I've heard that.
Because he was trying that's just stupid.
Yeah,
first of all, he doesn't have enough money to buy NBC.
Not anymore, that's for sure.
Think about the rich white guys that own NBC.
No, it's corporations like General Electric owns NBC.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like NBC now. I know they used to.
It's like the Coca-Cola company.
It's
like these big corporations just merged into one.
Dude, companies like that, they get sold for a lot.
And he was gonna buy NBC and turn it into the new BET.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Really?
That's the conspiracy.
Listen to this, Joey. You're welcome. Okay. Jesus Christ.
That's why white people stop them.
Oh God, we have to.
Bro,
you know what?
All I know, man, is that the Quaaludes popping motherfuckers back in the 70s and 60s, my dad would tell me stories about they would go.
They were doing Quaaludes and fucking.
They would just go to White Sox Park just to get high as fuck.
Guys.
And look at
girls. That was the culture, dude.
How many stories where women are just like waking up and Bill Cosby's coming on their feet or something like that?
I believe the girls more than I believe Bill Cosby. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure they fucked him, but did everybody get raped by this guy? There's like 52 of them.
Also,
maybe 36 or something.
If he rapes one or two of them, it's fucked up.
If there's 52 of them, I'll give you even 48.
I think it's the other way. I think that 52 told about it, and I think there's probably
more. Yeah. That's how I feel about it. Everybody was partying on Quaaludes and fucking, man.
While we're talking about this, I'd just like to wish my parents a happy 36th anniversary.
Congratulations.
So anyway,
he liked my jokes on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
After all the cheating, still
Eric. Well, listen, you know, Eric, he's persuasive.
Dude, that was fucking Russ's mom when he was little. You know what I'm saying?
When, was he little?
Get him, while you can, because you're not gonna be able to make fat jokes.
Dude, I seen your mom at the local mall, and like the local mall, and there you go, passing through. I don't know, dude.
No,
was it Cleveland or Jersey? It was in Jersey.
No, no, they were both in like the edible underwear section at Spencer's. They reached for the same box and it was like Lady in the Tramp.
Yeah, we got eyes, dude. Yeah, for sure, dude. I like your mom, Russ. Like she like hangs out, man. I mean, she hangs out, has a good time.
Yeah.
You know?
They went to see my snap when my parents passed out in the Uber on the way home.
No,
damn.
Russ, what's your weight at these days, buddy? I mean, how many pounds have you lost?
I got the scale 362.
362, it slowed down, dude, right?
Well, listen.
It went from like 369 to like 67 and a half and like 365. Like, it's like, come on,
that'll,
Russ.
That'll happen.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Because the cells that I have that have fat in them, they get out of there, and then I retain water. Right?
Joe, you really think he's got skinnier, dude?
Yeah, he looks thinner, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you, Joey. Appreciate that.
Really?
I just think you're paranoid, dude.
I'm paranoid that you're getting skinnier? Get the fuck out of here, man. I am getting fatter, though. I gotta do something myself, you know?
You see Russ a lot?
I do see him a lot.
I see Russs once every 3 weeks.
Yeah, okay. So he's trying to remember you, dude. Like,
no, it's like you see him one, like, oh, there's fucking Russ. And then, you know, you see him one day, like, yeah, this motherfucker lost some weight.
Right now.
Like, I believe him now.
Yeah, I know. I believe him, too. He's 362 pounds.
He's still a big number, though, right?
He's still like 30 pounds heavier than Refrigerator Perry was when he won the Super Bowl. Refrigerator Perry, we always look it up. He was like 330. You still weigh 30 pounds fucking more than fucking Refrigerator Perry. They called him Refrigerator Perry.
His goal is to be fucking Chelsea Payton.
I'm gonna take care of that.
He ain't gonna be down to water.
Wait till after the summer when I put on my Odell Beckham jersey that I need to wear. Opening day, I'm wearing that shit.
Yeah.
And they're beating Dallas, and we're going to the fucking Super Bowl while the Yankees win the fucking World Series.
I think you should get that at UFC heavyweight.
Oh, yeah, we won. The
limit for UFC heavyweight is 265.
Wow. No way this guy can lose another 100 pounds.
For UFC, it's 265.
And I'll fight everybody. I'll fight everybody.
Which they say is dumb. You should just let a heavyweight be a heavyweight and just let monsters run at each other.
Right. Like, remember when UFC first came out?
The Ken Shamrock versus that sumo wrestler?
Yeah. And he was smacking the fuck out of the back of his head.
Right.
And you could see like the blood. Fucking blubber on his head shaking.
Like in New York.
The grounded pound was brutal.
Last year.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty smart. What else we got, Pat?
Let's see here. Chicago was just named the best restaurant city by Condé Nast, a traveling thing.
I would agree. I would
absolutely agree.
We have a Bennigan's here. We got a Chili's.
Bennigan's
gone. Chili's is downtown. That's good.
Did you ever eat at like fine dining restaurants?
Smith and Belinsky.
Would you ever ask?
Yeah, but I don't like that food, though.
Yeah,
but you don't know, you've never had
exactly.
It.
Well, listen, do they have hot dogs there?
They have a deconstructed hot dog.
Yeah?
What the fuck is that?
They put a hot dog in like a casing that looks like your mom's.
I used to be like, you know, that fucking fancy restaurant's got a little fucking tiny. I've tried some of that fancy shit, dude, and fucking flavors are insane.
I have a very sophisticated palate.
I like seafood. I think we got some awesome seafood restaurants.
So, surprisingly, I mean, Midwest is hard to get, like, the freshest seafood, but, yeah, I mean, still.
Fucking food! Like, everybody is, like, talks about food like it's something special. It's like,
but doesn't that make sense if there's no oceans by us? So if you want, like, ocean food?
Yeah, we got fucking Asian carp.
You know what, though?
Yeah, right. Eat that shit.
When you talk sushi, like the real sushi people for Chicago, like our sushi is supposed to be shit. It's supposed to be shit because it's too far away or it's too way expensive and people won't pay for it.
It's not fresh.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I can't say that
you're not even supposed to eat fresh sushi. Like, sushi's actually like, supposed to be a couple days old.
I went to fucking gross. And then I fucking I went to Hawaii and I had like some poke, which was just like raw food. It was the best shit I've ever had.
That's the thing. It's
because I was in Hawaii. gotta eat it here because there's a pretty bad.
Yeah. I had like raw salmon was fucking gross. But then I had like fresh tuna roll.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucking tuna was awesome. And it was raw.
Sure.
Meg made these sandwich burgers last night, and like, when you look at the fucking nutritional thing, it's fucking, there's like breadcrumbs in it, so it's like 28 grams of carbs, there's like 15 grams of sugar, it's like, and that's why, like, people think that they're eating healthy, eating mm-hmm. sandwich burgers, it's like fucking worse.
Right.
Wow, Russ.
What else we got? This just in, I just got a message from Joe Jerkins. I'll be headlining the Blind Ben show tonight.
Oh, shit.
So, he's done with Blind Ben.
Well, he just asked me to do it.
These are like the last two shows, right?
Last two shows, and then he can come in and produce here. It means you should know.
Who, Jonah?
Oh, there we go. Shit. Cool.
Wow.
Nice.
Maybe I'll get, I'll still get poked on both, you know?
Yeah, they're cool guys.
I love both.
I like both of those.
But it just sucks because they're not just... one last Wednesday show.
Right. I'm just going to, I'm going to go late. I always fucking show up early as fucking.
Oh, late. Dude, I always show there.
I sit there forever.
I was booked there like about a month ago and they canceled it.
One time I was there, they canceled it.
Dude, one time I watched Pat McGann there and the roof is like fucking. It's
was
like,
it pouring rain?
Yeah. And he's just going off about it. He's
It wasn't him, but I was there when they happened to like Drew Freeze or something.
It's kind of like hammering up.
They have a metal roof. There's a fucking metal roof, so if it rains real hard.
Oh, shit. It makes a lot of noise.
It's like drumming.
Well, that's like when I did the JFL edition at the fucking the Subterranean Lounge, like the Lincoln Lounge.
Oh, you start playing the drums and shit?
No, not one person they were playing did not play one fucking note of music upstairs.
So you got it.
I got up there, and then the fucking drummers got up.
Yeah, you headlined.
It was the last one to go.
Yeah, you headlined Lincoln Lounge, they're going to be playing music.
Yeah, it's fucking worth it. And then, one time there was a crowd there, I saw the fucking roof.
Oh no!
I'm not standing nowhere near. I'm going to be fucking people jumping. Because there's going to be casualties there at that fucking place if they don't fucking do something. I see the it was going up and down.
You can feel it moving, dude.
Yeah.
You can feel the fucking place.
Fuck
that. Oh, that's what happens.
And it's a shitty old building.
Come to the show, if you would know about that. Everyone's pretty safe at Eric Bell Show. Plenty of room. What else we got, Pat?
Looks like American Idol might have their hosts set finally.
Oh, yeah?
Looks like they're going with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and the worst bass player in the world, Nikki Sixx.
Those are the judges, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the host, though?
Seacrest is back. You're here to defend Nikki Sixx, Eric? I can't believe
it. No, I don't feel like I should have to defend the great Nikki fucking Sixx. I don't know why I would have to defend. He's an expert.
He's in no position to judge anybody.
Can he sing?
No. And more importantly, he can't play bass.
And Katy Perry is one of the worst performers ever.
I hate her. She's so boring.
She's lame.
Fuck.
The SNL, I remember you were talking shit about it, but I was watching it.
Oh my god.
And my wife loves SNL.
It's the worst thing
ever. Your wife loves SNL. Yeah, my wife doesn't know shit about that. She just knows I'm a comedian.
Bon appetit, bye bye.
How many times has she seen you do stand up?
Oh, she used to run the room with me, dude.
Okay.
I mean, she knows I'm funny. She likes SNL when the fucking guest host is like one of her favorites.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez.
That's what my wife does, and she'll watch it.
Yeah, she watches it. She doesn't watch SNL every weekend. It's shit, The Rock. I love The Rock. He's going to host this weekend.
Yeah.
And then she'll watch it.
We got anything else from that?
But yeah, I was watching
it.
Let's see here. Story out of China. An 80-year-old woman decided it was good luck to throw her spare change in a jet engine.
Right.
For a walk. And which grounded their plane for 5 hours while they dug change out of it.
What a fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot.
I know. That's just some of the type of dumb shit.
So she thought it was like good luck.
Good luck.
Like throwing a fucking
change
into a well.
You're right. Exactly. Yep.
Fucking
idiot. Yep. Threw her fucking
that's
change.
A special type of dumb dumb.
Right?
They survived. That's probably what the mission was. I'm going to do this and we survive. Good luck for everybody. Fucking survive.
That's fucking crazy.
Just, you know, like a man would just never do that, you know? Because we're just
smart. Oh, for the love of God.
Good point, Russ.
Oh, you know, it's coming to talk about it.
We're talking about it.
No, there's some women that know that would know. Most women would know better than do that. Most humans would know better than do that.
Yeah, most people would know better.
An idiot guy and an idiot woman that does that type of thing.
Yeah.
That's just a special type of stupid.
Hey, I know this crazy Puerto Rican girl. who says she carries a jar of change in her fucking car.
Yeah.
So when she's on the highway and somebody starts talking shit to her,
yeah,
she throws a handful of change.
Yep.
Why?
So it's a fucking bounce and shot.
I had a buddy. I had a buddy.
Oh, you're a freak. You're going to get fucking shot at.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Dan Ryan in the past fucking
shot. Like, I keep these pens and these motherfuckers talking shit.
Yeah.
I speed up and throw that shit out the window.
Dude, I've heard that before. Other people do that.
Joey? I would follow her all day. I don't care if I was late for something. I don't care if I had to go. If Meg was having a kid, I would follow her all day.
Dude, there's some people that are like just waiting to like have somebody fuck with them. I was driving.
I was driving, dude.
It's like maybe Kenzie Pulaski and like 60s or somewhere over there the other day. And there's some fucking Mexican chick, probably Hispanic Mexican chick, I think so. In the fucking second lane where I'm supposed to be at, standing right in the middle, and then I have to stop. Because she can't cross right away, and then she's just automatically like, what, motherfucker? Like, she's like, probably white motherfucker or whatever it is. I can't really hear what she's saying. I want to call her a cunt with my window down, you know what I'm saying? But I got her. But she is already, like wish the motherfucker would.
Yeah.
And that's what she motherfucker
yeah,
would. Right,
yeah, right. Yeah, run into Lando's in the
neighborhood. You do, you run into him.
Crossing the street. There was one time, I'm on 51st Street, and a black dude crossed with the lights are green. He's got his little daughter with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about to hit the gas, and he just crosses. So I beat him, I'm like, yo, man,
fuck you, bitch. Yeah.
With his daughter, dude.
Right.
And my mom's like,
already.
I'm like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Already there.
And
already
there. Like, just go. I'm like, dude. I'm like, you talk like that in front of your daughter? Fuck you, motherfucker. I'm like,
dude, some people talk in front of
your daughter. You're going to be a world star.
Dude. I know, dude, I seen a dad about 2 years ago. He was drunk in front of his grown daughters that are like maybe 20. He was drunk, and he called his grown-ass daughter a cunt right to her face. And I couldn't believe it.
Oh, dude, you're from the Green Bay Packers? Punched his 15-year-old daughter in the face?
What?
Yeah,
I'm on Green.
I'm on Green.
Punched his daughter in the face?
Punched his 15-year-old daughter in the face.
What she said. No, because you wouldn't do the dishes.
Yeah.
I think that's great parenting.
And then is that true? When they questioned him, he said, oh, I might have thrown her to the ground on accident.
Wow.
When they charged him with, like, felony child abuse.
Damn.
No, that's gonna be the episode. So you gotta do the plug, buddy?
Shit, tomorrow, Comedy Bar, man. Thursday night, Comedy Bar.
Yeah.
Kyle Scanlon and friends.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Up here Saturday, 8 p.m.
Twitter, Facebook, got all that?
Instagram, you know, fucking Joey the Clown.
Joe, but hold on, before we leave, man. Joe, you've been okay, though? You've been good?
Everything's good.
Oh, everything's healthy with you and stuff like that?
I hope so.
Nice and healthy.
Yeah, but it's good, dude.
Your comedy's
doing
good?
It's a great time to do it, since we're
before
around.
We leave. Before we get out of here, man.
Dr. Church.
Your comedy's doing well? Like, you happy with your comedy and stuff right now, dude?
You have to eat those things in time to cover.
Look, I'm still fucking not doing it full-time and fucking paying a mortgage off.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
I'm not there yet.
Before we leave, what's your bank account?
Yeah.
That would have never been a question. All I'm saying is
this way, dude. I'm an out-of-work comedian.
Chicago. I'm just saying what's up, and guess what? I'd rather say what's up than this guy leave and he goes fucking kills himself and he goes, wow, that was the last podcast that he did. You guys did someone self look up with him? And they go, I don't know. You're asking if he's okay?
Joe, you do.
I don't know.
I just want to let you know that.
I know, right? I was mindless and silly. Man, you watch out.
Brian, what can we find?
Come to Laugh Factory, laughfactory.com. We got shows 7 nights a week. BDM Shy on Instagram. I love you guys.
Love you too, man. Eric, where can we find the internet, buddy?
Hey, I want to shout out to Matt that I've seen at the bar. He's a listener. Russ introduced me to him. You know, guys should hung out when I think he was working or something like that, you know.
Big Matt Doherty.
Yeah, so that was nice to meet, fans and people listening to the show.
He liked
you?
He hated me at first.
He hated me?
Yeah.
I mean,
I hated you too.
Oh, that's what I do. Guess what? Now that you told me Matt hated me, guess what, Matt? I hate you right now for a minute, dude.
Eric's taking that shout out back, dog.
Yeah, you gonna hate me, motherfucker? guess what, listeners? Russ is phony, and Matt's like, let this liberal fucking podcast.
Yeah, Russ started coming here to perform. He's like, checking my podcast, and I listened to one episode, and then I just wrote Russ, like, you need to get rid of this motherfucker.
Wow!
I was like, I don't know, you so funny.
See, I got Eric since the Riddle days when you've been standing over here.
Yeah. He still is.
Yeah.
Open mic.
Yeah, I'm open micing it, dude. I went to an open mic last night in Countryside.
All right, we gotta wrap this up.
Hey, sorry, Russ.
I saw a meter and shit.
Fuck your meter, motherfucker.
We're on the internet, Eric.
Don't worry about it. I'm out there.
So, all
right. 90210 for show.
Yeah. The worst podcast in the world. What can we find on the internet?
Well, you can find the show on Twitter at For the Birds Pod. That's number 4, The Birds Pod. And you can write the show at thisisforthebirdspodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to listen to any of the punk rock bands I've ever been in, you can go to my SoundCloud page, Pat_Kelly, or my YouTube page, Chicago Rat Bastard.
Guys, make sure to check out WCIU, Chicago One Night Stand this Friday at 11 p.m. Comedian Russ W on Twitter, This Is the Birds Podcast on Instagram.
Listen, if you don't like his set, please just keep listening to me.
Right.
Please, I mean, I know it's... I haven't been writing his jokes in a long time, so I can only see what it's
like. He hasn't written my jokes in a long time.
I haven't written any jokes.
Thank you.
Long time, dude.
Thank you, Ohio Public School System. We love you.
Bye!
Laugh Factory Network.